We must fear and serve the Lord. January 23. What is God's purpose for us? Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name. It is God's purpose to manifest through his people the principles of his kingdom. That in life and character they may reveal these principles, he desires to separate them from the customs, habits, and practices of the world. He seeks to bring them near to himself, that he may make known to them his will. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, God brought out the Hebrew host from the land of bondage. Wonderful was the deliverance he wrought for them, punishing their enemies, who refused to listen to his word, with total destruction. God desired to take his people apart from the world, and prepare them to receive his word. From Egypt he led them to Mount Sinai, where he revealed to them his glory. Here was nothing to attract their senses or divert their minds from God, and as the vast multitude looked at the lofty mountains towering above them, they could realize their own nothingness in the sight of God. Beside these rocks, immovable except by the power of the divine will, God communicated with men. And that his word might ever be clear and distinct in their minds, he proclaimed amid thunder and lightning and with terrible majesty the law which he had given in Eden, and which was the transcript of his character. And the words were written on tables of stone by the finger of God. Thus the will of the infinite God was revealed to a people who were called to make known to every nation, kindred, and tongue the principles of his government in heaven and in earth. To the same work he has called his people in this generation. To them he has revealed his will, and of them he requires obedience.